From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Some in Britain compare today to waking up to a hangover after the British referendum decision to leave the European Union that triggered what some analysts called financial and political earthquakes. With opinion polls going into Thursday's vote showing the Leave referendum would fail, Friday's results took many by surprise. Mixed with the shock were waves on global markets, which dropped sharply. Oil prices fell, and the value of the British currency dropped to a three-decade low. Millar Sega reports.
For those who voted to leave the European Union, the outcome was reason to celebrate. But in financial markets around the world, there was little to cheer about. Speaking to VOA's Jill Maladrino, financial analyst Stephen Kalijan says investors should hang on to their cash until the crisis blows over.
I don't think this is a buying opportunity. I think that this could be the catalyst to something that could last throughout the whole summer.
The uncertainty sent stock prices sharply lower on Wall Street. Analysts say there's no reason to panic yet, but because there is no historic precedence for such an exit, many say financial markets could face continued volatility for weeks, perhaps even months. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.
Leaders from the six European Union founding countries are in Berlin today for an impromptu meeting on the future of the EU after Britain's vote. Along with Germany, representatives from France, the Netherlands, Italy, Belgium, and Luxembourg are all at the German Foreign Ministry building along the outskirts of Berlin. The foreign minister stressed that the meeting is not an exclusive format, but also other issues will be discussed, including the refugee crisis, unemployment woes, and EU security. This is VOA News. The U.S. military has launched its first airstrikes against the Taliban in Afghanistan since President Obama expanded authorities under which U.S. troops can attack insurgents. Previously, U.S. commanders were authorized only to use airstrikes to protect American ground forces. Pope Francis in Armenia's capital today paid tribute to 1.5 million Armenians killed in 1915. With a visit to the Genocide Memorial and Museum. On Friday, the Pope denounced the World War I era mass killings of Armenians by Ottoman Turks as genocide, a term that enraged Ankara a year ago. Later today, Francis travels to the northwestern city of Gyumri to preside over the only public Catholic mass scheduled for this trip. Italian officials say at least 7,000 migrants have been rescued from small boats in the Mediterranean Sea in just the last 2 days. Italian ships, along with others belonging to Doctors Without Borders, carried out more than 40 rescue missions, including pulling people from small, overcrowded rubber boats and dinghies. The migrants, believed to be mainly from Arab and sub-Saharan African countries, are trying to reach Europe. The UN's World Food Program reports it will soon begin regular flights of food and other reliefs from the Syrian capital Damascus to a northeastern city. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
WFP spokeswoman Bettina Lüscher says planes will take off from Damascus International Airport for Qamishli Airport, which is under government control.
We will bring food in for 150,000 people. And we will concentrate on food in the beginning because the food situation on the ground has been really dire.
Qamishli is on the border with Turkey and close to Iraq. It is under control of both the Syrian government and Kurdish forces, with the latter controlling the majority of the city. Lucia says the number of international agencies, including the World Health Organization, UN Refugee Agency, and International Committee of the Red Cross, are interested in ferrying desperately needed relief supplies to the inhabitants of Qamishli. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Rio de Janeiro has hit another bump in the road as it struggles to get ready to host the Summer Olympics in just 6 weeks. The World Anti-Doping Agency has suspended the city's official drug testing laboratory, barring it from any further tests for 6 months because it has committed what WADA called procedural errors. The suspension adds to the problems Brazil faces as the August 5th opening of the Summer Olympics draws closer. For example, the president's impeachment, the Zika virus outbreak, economic woes, and widespread pollution in the waters around Rio, including some Olympic venues. And after a five-year journey, the spacecraft Juno is nearing the planet Jupiter. Starting July 4th, it will be sending back data to Earth. Juno was launched in 2011, powered by giant solar panels. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.